know, and it's just a preference whether you like to ride a pleasure horse. And some pleasure horses are real exciting, or a performance horse. Some people like to ride both. Some like one or the other. You know, and it is a difference. It's like driving a bass boat and a high-speed power boat. I mean, that's the excitement of it. And it's, you know, you get the adrenaline when you're riding a great performance horse and he makes a great show for you and you all mesh together. And, you know, it's like a, it's just a great feel. I mean, it's hard to describe how it is. We got a lot of federal regulations against us now. Most federally regulated horse industry there is. Most inspected horse there is. This horse has to pass a pre-show inspection. And if that horse is first, second, or third, he gets re-inspected. And they pick the horse up. They start back here with their thumb. And they press like this. And then they pull his foot out in front. And they press. If that horse does his foot, jerks his foot up this way, you're out. I mean, you're out. So that's what I meant by the subjectivity of the inspection. Let's get to the object. Let's get to an objective inspection. Blood testing, urine. They have digital x-ray machines that you can shoot a picture of his foot right there, and it'll show you if there's any kind of foreign material underneath the hoof and the package. If that's there, hey, crucify them kind of people. I don't care what you do to them. They don't want to speak. Nobody wants to tell the truth about it. They want to dig up and show stuff that was 15, 25, 30 years ago. Let's talk about what's going on today. And we've got enough scientific evidence out there to use it. Why not use it? Surely if we can send rockets to Mars, we can have something that would do, we can use to inspect a horse's foot. And we've got a bill that they're trying to introduce into Congress and Senate. It's been introduced by Congressman Whitfield from Kentucky and Congressman Cohen from Memphis. Congressman Whitfield, I'm going to venture to say he's never taken the time to come to a place to look, to see how they're treated. His wife is a paid lobbyist by the Humane Society of the United States. That's a conflict of interest to me. PAST Act is going to destroy an industry. It's going to put out over 20,000 jobs. You're looking at $3 billion out of the economy. Just because that I don't choose to ride my horses with barefoot doesn't mean that I don't love my horse. And it doesn't mean that I'm abusing him. You know, that's what's wrong with the world now. If I have a different opinion than somebody else, then I'm totally wrong. Well, I grew up around animals. I grew up on a farm. I know what, you know, animals are for working. You know, they're not to live in your house. And that's what's happened. I got two nieces that grew up in Manhattan. And, you know, they think they ought to live in the house with. I mean, it's just different cultures, you know. But just because I choose to ride a performance horse doesn't mean I'm abusing him and that I don't love him. I do love him. I wouldn't be doing it, I'll tell you. I wouldn't be put up with the stress and the hassle of it. Why you want to do away totally with an industry that's got a 96 to a 97, 98 point compliance rate, according to the USDA numbers, not ours, as far as inspections? If people support the PAST Act, that won't be the only act that's ever passed against you. That's just a small version that the Humane Society is going to take over any animal ag business. Not only us, but and the walking horse won't be the next on the list. They'll go up the chain of the horse industries till they put them all out of business.